time for church. It's church time. So, I'm gonna open up with the reading of the scripture. So you guys, you know how I like us to stand for the reading of the scripture. And so I would like us to do that. But I forgot to open up my Bible to the one. Pastor Janet, can you help me get to Philippians chapter 2? Thank you. There we go. Oh, I should have just used that bookmark, huh? Okay. The opening reading of Scripture. Lord, we just thank you and praise you so much for your precious holy word, Lord God. So as I read this, Lord God, may we be fed with your precious holy word. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. Heavenly Father, I truly thank you and praise you that that Pathway of Hope is a church that wants to continue to bless others, Lord. You know that we have a heart not only to know you, to continue to grow in you, and to help others to know you and grow in you. But Lord, I thank you and praise you, Lord God, for your truth, and that we want to help others to be that ministry that you want them to be. Lord, I thank you that even part of our non-designated tithes and offerings go to missions around the world through the Foursquare denomination. And Lord, I just thank you and praise you for this day is dedicated as Mission Sunday. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for our guests today. They are here from different ministries within Tucson, Lord. And I pray that as we hear about their ministries, Lord God, that we will continue to lift them up in prayer, Lord. I thank you for what their work does. And I thank you, Lord, that this church service, as we also even hear of our missions update, Lord, I thank you for our love for you, for your love for us, that we are your vessels, your instruments, to be your hands and your feet to others. So, Lord, this church service is now dedicated to you. We thank you and praise you, Lord. We love you. Thank you for being here with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, and if you could stand up as we worship, as we give thanks to the Lord. Okay, today is Mission Sunday, and we have two special guests with us. Now, you've probably seen this on the resource table, and I know you have taken a few. I know a few are gone, and you've seen this. These are our special guests today. So thankful that they're here. Jennifer, and can I pronounce her name correctly? McFerrin is of the Miracle Center. That's this one that we've had. And would you like to say Pastor or Reverend Cynthia? Okay. Palmer of Eagles Wings of Grace. They are partnering in the mission of assisting women to transition from devastation to destiny. They have been a great team for over 3 years, and they will be sharing about this teamwork as well as their individual ministries. First, I would like to ask Reverend Cynthia Palmer to come on up and share with us.
Is it on? Okay. Thank you. This is a great opportunity to be here today to speak to you guys about our ministry. I have a little PowerPoint in this little laptop, so I was going to ask if you guys could possibly scoot in a little closer while we do this because we weren't able to get it up there. Can everybody see this? Let me know when you're able to see. Does somebody want to sit over here?
Yeah, she's going to sit.
Can everybody see it from where you're sitting?
This way a little more?
No, that was good.
Is
that better?
Yep.
Okay. This is our new logo for Eagles Wings of Grace, and we're real proud of it because it was designed by one of our board members' daughters, believe it or not. Yeah, so we were excited about that. The eagle was given to us by God, but the reason for the eagle is the only bird that can lock its pinions in and fly against a storm and against any adversity. And we like to believe that when women work with us, they will achieve these same attributes. The mission of our organization is to help women transition from devastation to destiny. We're helping them by supporting them, by giving them basic life skills, and the scripture that we were created upon is the Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. So we are going to help women to thrive not only in their workplace, but in their community. So they're going to be going from social service dependent people, going to the DES, getting food stamps and things like that, to people who are independent, who can have a job, who can take care of their children, go to church, tithe, and all those kind of good things. So we are taking them, and we are also helping them to break the negative barriers that are in their lives. Most of these women come in the door all downtrodden and really their self-esteem is zero when they walk in. And we help them not only by empowering them with clothing, but one of the best parts is as you begin to clothe the women and walk through the salon with them, it allows us the opportunity to be able to pray with them so that when we're finished with the interview and we're bagging up the clothes, we can say, what are your prayer needs? And typically, they'll open their hearts and share with us. And we've had many that sit there on the sofa and have been led to the Lord right there or received their prayer language. So these women are going to learn how to have self-esteem. We also have life skill classes, which will teach them how to interview. Believe it or not, a lot of people don't even know what kind of job they should be looking for. So we kind of help them even with diagnostics and things like that. I want to share, these are some testimonials, and I want to share the life of a typical Eagles Wings of Grace client. I'm going to tell you about a woman named Brenda who came to us from the Gospel Rescue Mission about 4 years ago. Brenda walked in after having a really devastating life. When Brenda was a child, she was sexually abused by her family members. She later on got involved in drugs and alcohol, and to support that habit ended up in prostitution, which of course ended up in incarceration. So when Brenda came to the Gospel Rescue, she was just beaten up from life. So we met her at the beginning stages of her recovery. She kept in touch with us. After we clothed her, prayed with her, we developed a relationship with her. And she continued to come back for the next 4 years, just to come in for prayer, just to come have coffee, just to let us know how her life was going. So if you fast forward about 4 years, the exciting part was Brenda, after she got her job and she was out working in the workforce and so forth, came in to announce she was having some successful relationships in her life, one of which was her fiancé, who she was so excited about. And the coolest part was she asked if she could have her wedding at Eagles Wings of Grace, and we do have a chapel there. So we were thrilled to have her want to have her wedding with us since we were such a part of her life. And she also asked me if I would be the pastor to officiate her wedding. So we were just really blessed to be able to host that great celebration of joy at Eagles Wings of Grace. We've also received Ben's Bell Awards and a commendation letter from Gabriel Gifford. This is back when Gabriel was doing well. So the programs that we have, obviously we have our clothing program, and some of you have been really generous and have given clothing to us already. The clothing consists of people coming in to get their interview clothes, but beyond that, we're giving them enough other coordinates to stay looking nice for the first several weeks of work. So not only do we give them the suit, but we're giving them the shoes, the handbags, the bling, and everything they need to really feel good about themselves. We also have a hair designer that partners with us, and if they need a new hairdo, we send them to this real high-end salon, and they get a new cut and a new fresh look so that they can feel great about themselves. We also have Jobs for Life, which is a nationally known workforce development program. And that's the program that helps them figure out what kind of a job they're supposed to have, and then they work building precept upon precept with biblical values. And there's one point in the program where people from the community that are business leaders come in and talk to the students about what they look for in their business when they interview. And then they sit down with our students and we do mock interviews so that they get prepared to go out and be successful in their jobs. Part of the program's also writing their resume, and before they graduate, most of them already have jobs. We also have Fit to Be Me. Fit to Be Me is a nutritional program that we're working on. We don't have it completed yet, but this is a picture of a typical one of our clients, and as you can see, she's a little bit overweight, probably a plus-size gal. Many of the clients that come into Eagle's Wings of Grace are plus-size gals, full-figured, and a lot of this is just due to their low income and their poor diet. So we want to help, you know, support that by showing them it's not what the scale says, but it's about what God says and where they feel good about who they are. So we're going to teach them some great nutritional suggestions, some recipes, some shopping expeditions, and how to do all this on a budget. We also have the Journey to Living Within Your Means, which is a financial literacy class, because many of them are getting a job for the first time and have no clue what to do with the money that they're making. So a little bit about our success. Since we started over 5 years ago, we have served over 1,500 women in the Tucson community area. We have our statistics for 2011, which were over 500 women. We're still working on compiling all the data for 2012, but we think it's significantly higher than what we did in 11. So the need continues to grow. The women that come through, if you track them, 75% of the women who are employed are staying with those employers and going beyond and getting promoted in their jobs. So this is really a key to their success. What you'll see here is the partnership that Pastor was talking about. These women who are here are women that came from the Miracle Center first as clients, and then they began to work for us as volunteers. We also have a Christian life coaching program and some other things for them. Our partners in flight, we like to call them, are the social service agencies who work with us. And we've got the DES, the Emerge Battered Women's Shelter, La Frontera Gospel Rescue, just to name a few. But these are the places where the women get referred to Eagle's Wings of Grace. So we're basically the second door that they're coming to on their journey. We also have retail partners. The retail partners are providing brand new clothing items for our clients so that they feel smashing when they go out interviewing. We also have a lot of private donors, people like yourself who clean out their closet. Chris is a great donor of ours, and Pastor Karen, clean out their closet. And things that are still in really good condition that you aren't wearing anymore, other people would just love to have those treasures. So I'm going to ask you to come dream with us for a minute. Imagine we are outgrowing, as I said, how many women we're serving. Our current facility is not big enough anymore to contain all the work that we're doing. So right now we're in the process of building a larger facility to accommodate some of the dreams that we have for Eagle's Wings of Grace. Two of the things that are going to be new there, one will be a computer training lab or kind of a little mini trade school for women. We found out, and this floored us, that the average mommy, in order to take care of two children, has to make at least $42,000 a year in order to work, be successful, and have those kids in daycare. So where does a woman with entry-level skills get that kind of money? It's not going to happen without someone stepping in to give them a hand up. So we have a woman who has written a career course in computers for Gospel Rescue who has volunteered to facilitate this class for us. So as soon as we get up and running, we will have this computer training lab. And the best part of it is many of these women have tried classes that are free because the library and places like that give computer classes. But these ladies go and they don't understand it, so they fail. So we have a class that's going to be self-paced at a pace that they'll be able to understand and be successful and graduate so that they can get more administrative, higher-paying jobs. The second thing we're going to have is a chapel. And you're looking at one of the people who is going to pastor the chapel over here, which is another part of our partnership with Jennifer and her husband, Matthew. The chapel is going to be, we've had more comments from women about how they don't feel worthy or they don't feel comfortable going to traditional church. So this is going to be a seeker-sensitive church that will be able to have these people come and fellowship and disciple and be discipled on all the things that Christ has for them. So we're going to call this the Eagle's Nest. So these are some of the things, the computer lab, the multi-purpose room, and we're going to develop that Fit to Be Me program because this place also has a kitchen. So we're going to be able to show them actually how to cook and they can actually get in there and play because so many young people don't know how to cook. I can't believe it. They make Easy Mac. I'm like, cut that out. Their moms aren't home, so they go and it's ramen and Easy Mac. It's like, ah. So these are some of the tangible things that we need for the new facility. And in addition to some of these things that we need, it always takes cash to be able to do these things as well. So we're asking you as you dream, if there's some part of this vision that touches your heart that you'd like to adopt and partner with us. So we have little cards which we'll be passing out to allow you to dream with us. Ways you can donate. You can do it on the PayPal. You can go in there, actually go to our website, which is just www.eagleswingsofgrace.com. And when you get there, click donate, and you can do a one-time gift. You can do a monthly gift or anything you want to do. And no amount's too small. So we'll, you know, anything would support or help us. So thank you. It's time for the healing to begin. And here is my partner in crime, or in getting them out of crime.
That's a scary thought, to be a partner. I'm going to get this clock right here, just so I can not talk more than I'm supposed to. Sorry, can I close that? So I'm Jennifer McFerrin. I'm the director of Miracle Center. Like Cynthia said, we do partner in a lot of ways in our ministry. Miracle Center is a faith-based ministry that helps women get off of drugs and alcohol. We also teach them how to, I guess I really don't need this, huh? Hello? I do need it. Oh! Gosh. Did you know that? Oh my gosh. So just for the people that are online, I want to say this is a spectacular view out here that we're looking at. We are a ministry that helps women get off drugs and alcohol. We help women that come off the streets. We help women that come out of prison, out of jail. We get women word of mouth. We get women from churches. We get women from the detox center. We have been in business for a lot longer than I've been around, since about 99. We have a thrift store that helps support our ministry. Thrift store helps to provide the needs for the women at Miracle Center. When I became the director, the Lord had gave me a vision to start to meet the needs as Cynthia, similar to what she's doing. When women come in, we want to not just get them sober, we want them to get saved, we want them to develop their personal relationship with the Lord, but we also want them to develop life skills, we want them to be a better parent, we want them to be better in the community, but our main goal is to create disciples. We want to touch women's lives so they, in a way that they can go out and touch the community, because each person, I was speaking with her earlier, and she was right on target. Each person can meet and go out and disciple and love and teach Christ in an influence that I'm not capable of doing. So our goal and our end goal is not just to get people sober, like I said, it's to get people, we want to create disciples for this community and for our nation. Miracle Center brings women in, much like what we see at Eagles Wings of Grace, where they are just hopeless and devastated and empty and don't care about themselves, don't even know how to care about themselves. No one's taught them to care for themselves. So we bring women in a lot of times with nothing. They have no clothes, they have nothing to, you know, they don't have ID, they don't have social security cards, they don't have birth certificates, they start with nothing. And we bring them in and develop a plan of how we're going to get them from nothing to something, even physically and spiritually. And so in that, it takes a lot of personal time, a lot of one-on-one attention. And that is my main heart for Miracle Center, is never to get so big in one facility that we lose people in the one-on-one attention and the love, because we lack that. I came from Miracle Center as a resident, and no one taught me how to love myself. And no one taught me how to care for myself, much less my children. So I needed that. I needed someone to say, you know what, you are worthy. This is what, you know, this is what the Lord did for you. So we take women from that place. We teach them, they do volunteer work at the store, and they how we partner for Eagles Wings of Grace is they have to do outreach there. They have to go there once a week. Each girls are on different days where they can pray for and speak into the lives of women that come in off the streets that have been in their place, that some of them are still in that place. They don't have a facility to go to. You know, they were sent to Eagles Wings of Grace from a mental health provider. And so our girls are really able to start to learn how to be leaders, to develop the tools that are necessary to be disciples, and apply the things that they're learning at Miracle Center. They get the same opportunity at the thrift store, which we feel is very important for them, because a lot of women don't have real jobs. You know, I actually have a girl who's just graduated the program. She's been there for over almost 2 years, and she has never had a real job. She sold dope all of her life. She was a criminal all of her life. That's how she supported herself and her children. And now she's being trained up to run my house. And that is something that the Lord has totally done. And it's amazing to watch women like that that don't have jobs, that's never had jobs, don't have life skills, don't know anything, the basic skills that most, you know, people grow up with, you know, really develop into what God has called them to do, and they can go out and touch lives. But that's just one testimony. Her name is Penny. She's, like I said, she is learning to be the leader in our house, which is awesome. We have another girl who's also just graduated the program, and she's being trained up to be our night staff and to, you know, to supervise the girls at night and to be support for them when they have to go to the hospital and do all these things that they need support. They need the support. They need structure to say, you know what, hey, we're going to do this way. We're going to do it like this. You know, if you have to go to the hospital, we're going to support you in that. We're going to support you at court. We're going to support you at CPS. And that takes a lot of time and effort, and it also takes funds and also takes supplies, and it takes prayer, so much prayer these ladies need to just to have enough the strength to make it through the day, to deal with the things that they've been through. So we have also on the ladies have to go to church. They have chores. They have to cook for one another. They have to do 12-step meetings. They do 12-step recovery. They have to work with a sponsor to get them through their addiction. And they also have chapel service. We have Bible study. And we have counseling with a licensed counselor. And they do that on a set schedule every week through their stay at Miracle Center. They're not required to work. Actually, we don't allow them to work when they come to Miracle Center, so they can focus on themselves and focus on the changes that they need to make and focus on what God has called them to do. So everything that they need is provided through the blessings that the Lord gives to the ministry. Let's see what else. It'd probably be really helpful if I got my PowerPoint, but I wanted to save time. But our new vision for Miracle Center that the Lord put on my heart back when I was a resident, actually, in 2007, was that we needed a Miracle Center for men. We just hired on my husband, Matthew McFerrin, to be the director of the Men's Center, which will be starting in May. And we're going to do the same thing that we do for women. We're going to carry it over to the men. So in that, we need which is, women have a need also, and it's very difficult to find a solid structured program for women. But I do other things outside of Miracle Center with the community, because that's just my heart, is to minister to broken people. And we do other meetings. We take them into treatment centers and stuff. And the need for a Christian program for men is just huge, for them to come alongside them and teach our men how to be men. Because, as you know, going with the word, it says that our men should be leaders and they're supposed to lead their households. And so my husband and I feel like that's a huge lack in, you know, not just our community, but in our world. And so we want to teach the men. We want to go back and start the way where we should have. We're going to start with the men, teach them how to lead their house, lead their families, lead their children. And in that, it's going to take, you know, support from our community. We have a beautiful home that we're working on right now that needs some repairs. But we also have to furnish the whole room. We do have a thrift store. Some people would say, well, you have a thrift store, you have plenty of furniture. But we raise our houses up to a different standard, because we believe that if we do that, our women and our men will raise up to that standard, to not live in the lifestyle that we used to live, to not live the way that we used to live. So we like everything to be nice and clean and beautiful. I'm sorry? Yes, absolutely. Organized and coordinated. Structured. But we like that because we want to show them, not only when they enter the home, that God cares about you this much that He's going to give you a new bed and an dresser and, you know, a towel and food and all the things, hygiene, you know, and the things that we want to show them, that they are worthy and that people do love them and God does love them. And that was huge for me when I was a resident. I came into this house and I walked in and I just felt like I was at home. I've never had that. Never. You know, my desire was to go back to prison because it was easier than to do all this responsibility stuff. It was overwhelming, and not to mention I had to look at myself every day. It was hard. It's hard for women and men to come out of that environment, you know, and it's easy to say, well, why can't they just get their lives together? Well, the truth is they don't even know what that means, you know. And so we're going to start offering that to men this year. So if anybody has the desire to donate either furniture, different things to our thrift store, we take everything, tools, you know, notebooks, everything. We sell everything there. But also, I'd like to give you guys an opportunity to adopt a room. We have 4 bedrooms. We have an office, a living room, and a dining room. All are going to need furnishings for our men. So if you guys are interested in that, you can either donate online. We have Miracle Center. It's at www.miraclecenteraz.org. Or you can call me. There's my number's on the card. And I also have cards that you can donate on the cards if you'd like to do that. So thank you. You want to come up?
You guys need to share together. I know, I'm being recorded. Thank you. Did you guys, you're good at how you shared? You're good. Okay. I just wanted to share, when I first met the two, because they spoke at the Women Arise conference that I had, and a couple years ago. And when I met them, what was neat was the day that I met, remember when I met you, Reverend Cynthia, there was a couple gals there that were helping her from the Miracle Center. And so after my meeting, remember, they were going to take a bus, but I said, I can give you a ride home, you know, back to the Miracle Center. So it was really neat to hear, and then eventually then I met you and stuff, and so it was really neat the way the two, you know, seeing them work together, seeing how they help. And then when I am at the jail ministry, I also then tell them, often it comes out, about the Miracle Center and also then Eagle's Wings of Grace. So I'm helping them to know about hope, and then sometimes they have contacted you, and you've gone to court even there to help them, to say, hey, they have a place to go to. So, anyways, really awesome ministries that God's using.
Thank you, thank you. After I give you a little update about some of our mission overseas works, we're going to have them come back up so we can pray over their ministries, okay? We're going to do that. I received a letter from Pastor Arvid Rathod. Whew, I'm getting better at this. From India. That is our church plant over in India, if you remember. And I'm just going to read it verbatim, if that's okay with you. Respected Pastor Karen Kelly, Janet Ahlstrom, and all members of Pathway of Hope Church, I greet you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, I would like to thank you for the financial support you have given us. It has made my ministry to grow, and satisfactory work has been done by us. Now I am thinking to start a new church in one of the villages named Sakur, by taking one hall on monthly rent. I hope that your support in all respect will be with us in coming days, and it will grow the work of God. Once again, thank you. Yours faithfully. Isn't that wonderful? That is so wonderful. Thank you, ladies, that came to our Outreach Craft Women's Breakfast. There they are. We made, with the special help of one that said, hey, if you give me these, I'll make more. And how many did you make in an hour, Melissa? Yeah, so that's quite a bit. That's probably double what we made, right? These two are working together here. But these are the praise wands that are sent out in every Foursquare Children's Gospel box, along with the children's version of the Jesus movie, follow-up material, puppets that are also made by churches and retired missionaries, the gospel bracelet, and that's just to name a few things. There is a whole list. I'm going to have it displayed on our missions board to go through it. Would be too time-consuming. But these are the praise wands that we made. It was fun, wasn't it? And they're very easy. Weren't they easy once you got the hang of it? Okay, so, and I'm going to, you know, have these materials available if anyone did want to do more. I just request if you want to do it on your own, you're more than welcome to do that. But I really love having the gold in each one. So that's just a personal thing of mine. They didn't say you had to do it that way, but I just love it. Reminds me of the Holy Spirit. I don't know why. So anyway, here is a little more about the gospel box if you wanted to see that. This is what the children use every summer when we do a vacation Bible school. And you know how there's always a mission that they give to as part of the vacation Bible school. This is for the children's gospel box. And so I'm going to have this out during the summer, and we're going to continue. I do have an amount that was, let's see, I believe it was 127, something like that. Not quite 130, but it does take $175 to put the gospel box together and ship it. There are orders right now. That's how the gospel box is shipped. The country has to put an order in for them. Right now, there are 18 different countries that have orders. Now, some countries we're not allowed to go into, or it takes longer because of everything you have to go through with the government to get that in, because we just don't ship the box. But what it is that people, usually it is the director of the Children's Gospel Box. He will go in and put on a three-day training for the leaders. So we don't go in and specifically, you know, do the outreach part. We go in and we train that village's leaders, children's leaders, and it's a three intensive days training, train them to then go out in their village and to present it. And I have pictures of the latest one in January, which happens to be the Philippines, that they went to a village there. But just some of the countries that have them on order is really exciting. Like I said, there was 18, but I just want to mention that it's Russia, Thailand, Mexico, Colombia, Papua New Guinea, and the Philippines. So, but there's more than that, but I did want to mention some. And that's all the time I'm going to take, because I really want to ask these two wonderful ladies that represent wonderful ministries to come on up. And Pastor Karen, can we come up and anoint them and pray over them? And I want you guys to extend your hands.
Okay, we're good. We're making Carl work. He's going up and down, up and down. I wanted to ask a couple things. Can you please share exactly where your thrift store is? Because I usually take it for everybody, but could you share the location?
It's on. It's at 5527 East Pima. It's on the northeast corner of Pima and Craycroft.
So, and then could you share? Because you can share your address of where.
Yes, our current address. Our current address is 4631 East Pima Street, and that's at the cross streets of Pima and Swan. And we would take donations Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And if you have a lot of stuff, we can even come to your house and pick it up. So.
Okay. So I just, yeah. Do you have any other questions for them? Can you think of anything? So obviously, if you do, they can talk to you.
I do have one question, and then I'll get to you, Dean, if that's okay. You were mentioning the women. Do their children live with them?
No.
Okay.
The children don't live with them. We don't have a facility that can house the women. But a lot of our women that come in, either their kids are grown or their kids have been taken by CPS. So we help them to develop a plan to, you know, of course, change their life. But how are they going to be restored to their children? So we do visitations at the house. We are a CPS-approved facility, so they come and the coordinators or the people that work with them, Aviva, comes and supervises visits with them. And we've actually got a good relationship with them where even at first they're not really certain that CPS isn't. But once they see what we do and see our structure, that the kids, parents usually end up getting unsupervised visits. So the kids just get to come over.
Have you ever seen have you ever heard or seen where they're out now? They're on their own, they have their jobs, and then they get their children back full time. Have you? Wow. Do you do a big celebration or something? Oh, yeah. I would so do that. Oh, yeah. Because you have that as your testimony. Restoration. Yeah.
Pastor Karen, could you give her the mic, please?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
I forget. I'm sorry.
That's okay. She just forgot. Sorry. I'm just trying to get her off the hook. She's been in trouble all day. Thanks. So we just had a resident. She graduated last March, and she has two of her four children back, and she gets the third children regularly. Her and her ex have, you know, split visitations and custody and stuff. So she pretty much has all three of her four children back in her care, and one of them lives in Indiana, so that's why she doesn't. But we have another girl who lost all five of her children to CPS, and she came through the program, and she has all five of them now. So
praise
that's a good,
God.
Yeah.
God. That is so cool.
And we have one more question.
I'd like both of you to share how many people are actually actively involved right now in your program, like the Miracle House. How many are residing there and such? And
we have 10 currently. We have one girl that'll be arriving one day this week, and then we had another girl transition out soon or recently, so I have to fill that bed. But I like to give a lot of time, some time as much as possible in between people we take, so we can give personal care to each woman that comes in. But also when we have a girl that leaves, like a girl left and it was unexpected, that I give enough a little bit of time for the girls to get healing and, you know, get steady again and regroup before I bring somebody in. So.
Okay, and in our program we have 12 people who are volunteers that work with us on rotation, come in and supervise, as well as the ones that come from Miracle Center as the volunteers.
How many do you get
in a day?
Okay, a typical day we get new clients every day. So a typical day would probably have 4 to 5 clients that come in, and we give them about an hour to an hour and a half per client. And then when we do our classes, like, for example, the Jobs for Life, the Workforce Development class, That happens over an 8-week period. So we see those people consistently twice a week for 8 weeks.
Okay, we have another question.
Actually, it's not a question. It's more of an affirmation. When you were sharing about Brenda, actually my husband said that it is a life from devastation to destiny. And he wants me to share that with you.
Thank you.
Don't you just love their hearts and what their ministry is doing and the hope and the restoration? I mean, it's like, when I'm at jail ministry and sharing with these women about the hope that is in the Lord, you know, it's like they are part of that continuation on. And it's just so exciting. And then when I hear the stories from them, I'm able to pass that on to these ladies. Of telling them about the hope that really is, you know, because the statistics are not good, but they are helping the statistics to turn around.
Amen.
So it is just, isn't it awesome? Yeah.
The statistics for somebody to actually recover from drugs and alcohol is 1 in 8.
Yeah. Isn't it? But see, with our God, and as they start at the, more of these programs and stuff, they're going to turn around, and we're turning it around. Just as, Dick, we've heard of your father, remember, in the prison ministry. And they had 85% return rate, right? Wasn't it? 15% the state. They turned it around to 85% did not return. Yeah. So with these programs, as we have more and we support these programs, you know, and pray. So it's like amazing what our God can do. And we know that God has a huge call on Tucson. We know that in the surrounding areas. So as we team together, not only, you know, with physical, but also with prayer. Wow. You know, what we're going to see God do is like so cool. So let's, yeah, okay, yeah. I really wanted to anoint you too, because you're just such a blessing, and I'm so glad that we finally were able to have you here. So this is such a blessing. I just love you both. I just too, and you guys know that what Christina went through, right? And Jennifer met with Christina and just encouraged her and encouraged me in that dark hour and season. And you all know the suddenly in Christina's life and how she's just so turned around and what a praise. And so anyways, pardon me, she was praying too and supporting. So we have seen God work in miraculous ways. And I just so appreciate both of you so much, because I have been touched personally. Well, I mean, my daughter was the one, but I mean, like, I've been touched, you know, in a sense. And I just thank you both so much. So it's really awesome.
Pastor Brenda, can you stand up too, please, and be praying with them? Lord, I just thank you. Wait, I gotta get some more. Okay. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, so much. Lord God, for both of you. Lord God, I thank you that they are both just yours, Lord God. I thank you for these wonderful women of God. You, Lord God, I thank you for your blessings upon them, Lord God, and your continued blessings. I thank you for the dreams that you have given them. I thank you for the men that is being built and that is being arranged, and for the men to have a hope like the Miracle Center for men, not just for women. I thank you, Lord God, for these women, Lord God, and the lives that they touch, Lord God. You are so awesome. I thank you for each of them, Lord God. And I pray your blessings upon their ministries. I pray for their provisions, that, Lord, that you have already provided so much for them, but I pray for more and more and more increase, Lord God. But according to your will, your way, your timing, Lord God, because as they both said, they don't want to grow too fast, Lord. But in your timing, where they can continue to have that wonderful, intimate, one-on-one help for each woman that comes, Lord. I thank you for every single one of the volunteers. I pray that you will help them to be blessed with more and more volunteers, godly Christian women especially, but also now for the men. We need the men too, Lord. But and the men need to help for these ministries too, but especially then also for the men's center that's going to be opening up. Lord, I pray that you will bring those godly Christian men and women, ones that are reliable, dependable, are trustworthy,
have just total and completely confidentiality, and Lord, that have an upright integrity, Lord. Awesome work ethics, Lord, because everything that we do is unto you, Lord. I pray that you will just bless each and every volunteer. I pray that you will bless the lives that are being touched and continue to bless them, Lord God. I thank you for their humble spirits, Lord God, and Lord, in their obedience to you. I love both of their testimonies, Lord. It is awesome what you've done in their lives and what you are continuing to call them to do. Continue to help these women to be protected by you, Lord God, as they continue to work for your kingdom work here on earth. Lord, I thank you for all the lives that they are touching. They are so beautiful. Pour your favor, Lord God. Pour your fog upon them, the favor of God upon them, Lord, continuously in the ministry work that they do for you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray a closing prayer, but I wanted to share with you, I did, remember next week we have that couple, that retired pastor and his wife that happened to be going through town, and so they're going to be here next week. Normally we don't have two guests in a row, but because they happen to be in town and they said yes, and so they're going to be here next week. So if you know of anybody, we're not stealing anybody from a church, remember, because we know a lot of people, so we're not, But if you know of anybody that maybe wants to just come and see some guests for one Sunday, or, hey, invite somebody who isn't churched to come. And so that would be awesome. So remember next week. And then remember the Pastors and Leaders Conference. So if you know of anybody that's coming up, so you can give those to them. And then, but also it's a healing conference. And then, but remember the word that Reverend Lois Bly gave us? And it was a prophetic word from Eileen Fisher, but she really felt that the Lord was saying to give it to us, and then she personalized it when I finally typed it up. And I put it on yellow paper because, remember, we had another confirmation on Tuesday, some guests, at the prayer night. What do we keep hearing from our church? They see a light coming from our church, right? They've, you know, so once again, that was shared. And I go, will you please share that with them, because we need to hear that. Again, remember Reverend Lois Bly said that. Now, this is not in here, but remember she also spoke that for us. And so here is that if you want this. But and then, oh, there is, okay, I need my glasses. But Oro Valley Police Chief Daniel Sharp will be the speaker at the Santa Catalina Catholic Church on Social Awareness Ministry Meeting. And it's Thursday, March 7th. It's there in their parish hall at 1:30. I have some extras right here if you want to take that. So just wanted to let you all know. But you know how I love to pray the word over y'all. And I'm just forgetting to, though. Oh, I have my other Bible there. So I'm going to go from here because I live it from the, you know what? Let me get my other Bible. You know why? Because it has the amplified way in it. And no, it's over here. Okay. That's right. So just bear with me because I love this one, you guys. You know that. So, and then I have it printed where I don't have to have my glasses because it's big. And then, but it's amplified. Heavenly Father, so remember how I like you to receive if you can. Receive this. Oh, another yummy in my paperwork. Hey, I've seen other women have it like this too. And men. So I'm not the only one. Okay. Heavenly Father. Once again, Lord, I just truly thank you for your love for us. I thank you for your precious, holy word that is alive and true. And Lord, right now I am praying and claiming your word for each one of us here. Lord, I am praying and claiming Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 for each one of us. May you, Lord God, may you bless each one of us. Watch over each one of us. Guard each one of us. And keep each one of us. May you, Lord God, make your face to shine upon and enlighten us and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor unto each one of us, Lord. Because of you, may your fog rest upon us, the favor of God. And may you, Lord God, lift up your approving countenance upon each one of us and give us your peace. For Lord, I thank you and praise you. that your peace is not like the world gives, that you have given us through Jesus Christ. And may our hearts and our minds be guarded and protected by your peace. We thank you and praise you, Lord. May we just this week continue to take advantage of the opportunities you will be opening up for us to be a light and an encouragement to others with your truth, with your us being your hands and your feet. Lord, with your love continuing to fill us as we are in your word and in prayer, meditating on you and your love and your goodness for us, and then being able to pass that on continuously to others. Lord, I thank you and praise you for your love for each one of us and your protection upon us and with us as we go. In Jesus' name, amen.